AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Diane Kepley. One controversy has been addressed, but other controversies have been sparked by Donald Trump. This time, the GOP presidential candidate is being taken to task for saying that Hillary Clinton's Secret Service detail should not carry guns because of her opposition to gun violence.
I think they should disarm immediately. What do you think? Yes? Yes. Yeah. Take their guns away. She doesn't want guns. Take their. Let's see what happens to her.
The Clinton campaign called that comment out of bounds. It came on the same day as Trump admitted for the first time that President Obama was born in America. But he also blamed the birther controversy on the 2008 Clinton campaign. For her part, Hillary Clinton Friday said Trump's previous questions about Obama's place of birth were an outrageous lie.
His campaign was founded on this outrageous lie. There is no erasing it in history.
And members of the Congressional Black Caucus, like Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, denounced Trump.
We've had enough, and we're not going to take it anymore. We will not elect a chief bigot of the United States of America.
Meantime, the organizers of this year's presidential debates have announced that only Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are eligible to take part in the first of those debates, leaving out the two leading third-party candidates.
Libertarian Gary Johnson and Jill Stein of the Green Party met two of the three criteria for participating in the debate, including being on the ballot in enough states to theoretically win enough electoral votes to be elected. But neither met the requirement of getting 15% or higher in an average of five polls.
That's EAP's Jerry Bodlander. The first debate will take place a week from Monday. In West Philadelphia, a police officer was ambushed overnight by a gunman as she was sitting in her police cruiser. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says the gunman was chased down and later killed in a police shootout. This is AP Radio News. A Norwegian hostage has been freed by Abu Sayyaf militants in the Philippines who had beheaded two Canadian captives and had freed a Filipino woman last year. The Norwegian was freed after being hidden in a jungle for a year. A legendary playwright has died.
He was arguably America's greatest living playwright. Three-time Pulitzer Prize winner Edward Albee has died at 88. In a 2009 AP interview, Albee conceded that penning the masterwork Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf was a blessing and a curse.
Everybody wants you to write that play over and over again. Son of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Virginia Woolf 3. But you don't. You go on and write what's next in your head.
Asked how he wished to be remembered.
Maybe he was useful. That's enough.
Albee wrote more than 30 plays, always thought-provoking and challenging conventions. I'm Mike Rossian.
Nobel laureate Desmond Tutu has been readmitted to a South African hospital. His family says a surgical wound has shown signs of infection. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.